to the Choshev Hevra from Cincinnati, really, I learned from you guys. So, my Rebbeim, really sad to see you go, even though I said on Shabbos, I think you guys should bad. You shouldn't leave. Just stay here. But I'm not, it's not my place to say that. But if it was, I would tell you to say it. I would tell you to just stay. That's how much it's hard to see you go. I once saw, probably the Cincinnati guys don't know who this guy is. He's a big black guy. His name is Kobe Bryant. He's no longer in this world. And he used to play basketball. And another guy was talking about him. He was saying how he thought one day he's going to get to the gym first. He said he decided getting to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's going to get to be the first guy in the gym. Gets to the gym. He sees Kobe's already there. Mamish, he found out that Kobe got to the gym at 3:30 in the morning. Tatub, 3:30 in the morning. He's there before Alois, even in the summer, he's in the gym. By the time 5 o'clock rolled around, he was already, he was heading for his first break. He had already run. So what a, in my mind, what a kitrig. Could be a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. You have a guy who's so dedicated to what he's doing. So what does that mean for us? How do you get there? How do you become such a person? Obviously, dedicated to basketball is not such a great thing. But how do you become such a dedicated person to anything? I want to try to understand that. And this goes back to what I spoke about last week. The three ikar, what I think, which the gems of the Torah, gratitude, empathy, we spoke about those two last week. And the M stands for mission and meaning. I'll never forget, this is years ago, I was driving to Yeshiva once, and I was a very big New York Giants football fan. I was very big, and I also was both. And I liked to play football, and I liked to watch, I liked the Giants. And I got a kick out of it at the football games. You see guys, 0 degrees in the Meadowlands with the wind blowing, and they're there without shirts on. And it's usually, there's five guys in a row with big stomachs, and they have blue Giants painted on their stomachs. And they're usually guys with greasy stomachs. So I was driving to Yeshiva, and there was a New York lottery commercial. I don't know if you remember these. And the guy says, find something you love to do in life and never work a day in your life. A very educated guy. And then the next sound that came on, it was on the radio, the next sound that comes on, what happens if you like to drink beer, draw big letters on your stomach, and go to football games? So the guy comes back and goes, for you, there's the New York lottery. Because if that's what you like to do in life, drink beer, draw letters on your stomach, and go to football games in 0 degree weather, that's not going to pay the bills, as they say. You're not going to be able to pay the bills with that skill. So you're going to have to find something else to do. So the New York lottery, for you, there's the New York lottery. You play the New York lottery. The Chavos HaLevi says, how is a person supposed to know what they're supposed to do in life? How are you supposed to know what did Hashem make me for? So the Chavos HaLevi says in Shara B'Tochen, you have to look at yourself. And this is not an easy thing to do. Look at yourself, says the Chavos HaLevi, and see what Hashem made you for. So a guy who is 7 feet tall, and he's very good at shooting basketballs, maybe Hashem made that guy to play basketball. If you're white and you're only 6'6", most probably that's not what Hashem made you to do. Even if you're white, if you're Jewish or white, probably you're more likely to end up being a big Rosh Hashiva, especially if you love to learn Torah. The odds are a lot more closer to being a big Rosh Hashiva. So that's what the Chavos HaLevi says. You have to look at what you like to do, what gives you a geschmack in life. Figure out how to use that to make a living, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. That's your goal. If you find that, you're never going to have a problem getting up in your life. Never. You'll wake up in the morning and you will have a drive to get up that you won't even have a taiva to roll over, because you're on a mission. Gratitude, empathy, mission. If you're a man on a mission, you don't have a hard time getting up. Why did Kobe not have a hard time getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? He He was driven to be the best basketball player in the world. That was what drove him. So Mamela, he got up at 3 o'clock. Nothing was going to get in his way, because that's what it was going to take. When you find what Hashem made you for, nothing will stand in your way. And in this week's parasha, Pinchas, I think, the halacha, the Ein Moirin king. It's a fascinating halacha, if you think about it. It's one of the most fascinating concepts in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Halacha ve'ein moirin king. What does that mean? If it's a halacha, you're supposed to come asking it. What is halacha ve'ein moirin king? Pinchas came to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Rebbe. And remember, I think the Rishiva says over, moirin dekazach. Just to understand, we think we were there, we would know what to do. If you ever see, can you imagine pulling up to a bank? This is the marshal that she always gives. Pulling up to a bank, and you see Reb Chaim Knievsky's atzal and Reb Eliashiv is shver. They're there, they're wearing masks, and they're breaking into the bank in the middle of the night. The one thing you do know is that they're not just bank robbers. There's probably a pigeon shvuyim, they're saving the world. There's something going on. They're not bank robbers. There's something else. It's not shayach that what you're seeing is exactly what it is. So if you hear of a nasi of Klal Yisrael, the rabbin, being mezana with a shiksa, it's not what you see. That's for sure. What is going on? I have no idea. That's above my pay grade. I don't know what was going on. But one thing I know for a fact, it's as wacky as seeing Reb Chaim Knievsky of Eliashiv robbing a bank. That's how little we understand the story. So Pinchas goes to Rebbe, Rebbe. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Doesn't pass it. Because the halach is, you don't pass it in this. So what does that mean? What that means is sometimes in life, I could say when I wanted to become a therapist, so I went to my Rebbe. And he pushed me off many times. Many times he pushed me off. And he made me schwitz. Wasn't it? Oh, sure, great idea, go do it. He did not do that at all. We schwitzed on it for a long time, over a year. And then he made tanayim with me. He said, you can become a therapist, I'm making a tanay kaidim lamaisi, you can never see a woman alone as you cannot be a woman's therapist. That was a tanay kaidim lamaisi. Actually, in school, they tried to give me a woman client. The reshiva called up the head of the clinic and said, he's actually a frum guy. Said, Dr. Schechter, it's not, I don't want. You're a batali, part of his education. Yeah. Nope. He made the phone call for me. That's how makbid he was. And every time I see a frum guy mess up in such a zach, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have a rep. Because you can fool it. So that means your Rebbe is not going to tell you exactly what to do. At the end, he said, if you want to do it, do it. That was the end. That was the end. You really still want to do it. After a year, after the time, you could do it. Gave me reshus to do it. I felt I had to do it. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom puts something inside you that your Rebbe says, it's halacha ve'en moirin kein. Your Rebbe is going to say, listen, if he says no, he says no. If he says yes, he says yes. Sometimes he says, halacha ve'en moirin kein. And then you have to look inside the mirror and see for yourself. Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, such a powerful word, I'll never forget it. Your most important decisions you're going to make in life have nothing to do with mutter and asr. Nothing to do with it. Who you marry, what job you take. There are many jobs you could take that are mutter. It's going to change your life. You're going to take a job where you have to run all over the world? How are you going to spend time with your kids? I know some tell me they're married women that are mamish, unbelievably holy people. And because of that, they're holy people. And I know other guys that married Mishagoyim, and their lives are one big yach. They're both mekudeshes, 100%. 100% mekudeshes. Bad move. You have to know yourself. That's what Rabbi Avigdor Miller said. You have to know yourself very well, because most of these decisions are going to be based on yourself. You can't open up the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is going to say, she's a Isha Ksheva. You could do this, you could do that. But if you pick something that Hashem made you for, if you find your mission, you will never have a problem getting out of bed. It won't even be a nisayon. Chaim, how hard is it for you to get out of bed to work out? It's not hard. When you love what you're doing, it's not hard. When you love to learn Torah, it's not hard to learn Torah. That's your job, to develop a taste for Torah, that to the point where, why in the world would I want to roll over? I can chop a Ryan, I can learn. You could develop a taste for davening. I love to talk shmooze with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could shmooze with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I went with the yeshiva, went to Rav Gifter before we started the yeshiva. Rav Gifter told us, I'll never forget it, he said, in Eretz Yisrael, when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, he said, I used to walk on the hills, the Hora Yehuda, and shmooze with the Rabbeinu Shalayla. It was so geschmack. He said, I try to do it here in Ohio. In Wycliffe, it doesn't work the same. You know, Wycliffe, it's not, maybe Cincinnati is closer. Who knows, closer to that Baruch Hu than Wycliffe. I don't know. He said, I know from Rav Gifter, he said, in Wycliffe, it doesn't work the same. That I heard from him. You shmooze with the the way Rav Gifter said that, why in the world would you be a minute late to Shacharis? Because you could shmooze with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how you could feel. You could be a man on a mission. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives you a gift, you have to figure out how to use it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your job in life. Once you figure it out, then you're on a train. You're on the express train. Give everyone a bracha, especially the guys who are leaving now. Such a schus for me. Any hashpa that I have on you, a little piece of anything that I get in you guys, it's such a mamash a schus for me. I go upstairs. If I made a tenua, a drop in any one of you guys, mamash, each one of you a diamond, it's a tremendous schus. You should have a tzeischem l'shalom, should have a gesunte yar, should have a ksivich simateva. And you should all stay tremendously this year. Well done.